Hey everyone, welcome to Jedi-Sode. Jedi-Sode is an audio series which reflects on the Jedi-hood message. It's been a while since giving another Jedi-Sode, and the reason for that is because this person's been focusing on the Book of Proverbs, giving that out to people. The Book of Proverbs was not a project this person thought of doing. That's because it's not really a project, it's a message. Directly from the Father. This person wanted to do a video series called The Father Be With You. Wanted to do it back in 2018, stumbled, and decided to do it again in 2020, thought it was the right time just to explain, give a professional video documentary type situation, a presentation that people could understand and connect the Jedi that we see in Star Wars to these anointed called out ones in Scripture. How do they connect? How do they relate? And thought it was time to give that, but he said no. And the notes started to come out, but sensed, okay, Father, what do you want to say at this time? It's not about what this person wants to do. What do you want me to do? That's what happened a few months ago. And he said, you want to hear from me, you go to the Scriptures. See, many of us go to the Scriptures and don't realize the Father is talking to us in that script. He's talking to us right now. We limit the way he speaks to us because we want this particular form of communication. When we have not reached the level of maturity it takes, okay? And we need to understand that the Father is going to connect to us the way he sees fit, not in how we expect him to speak to us, you see. So when he says to go to the Scriptures, this person listened. And when turning the Scriptures, lo and behold, the Book of Proverbs showed up. And that was important, because it was a confirmation that this was a book that needed to be given at this time, especially today, with all the things that are going on. It's going in direct contrast to the laws and truths that are given in this book. You see, the Book of Proverbs is often quoted some simple sayings here and there, and we don't really get the full, deep picture of it. It's because, let's be honest, it's been neutered. And that is because of how our society has treated the Scriptures lately. It doesn't understand that it is the ways of life, and because we've let go of it, our society, our world, is going through situations of judgment, justice, of truth, counsel, wisdom, knowledge. You'll see these words over and over, truth. We don't grasp what it's saying in Proverbs, and the Father wants to give that out to you at this time. The reason why we don't listen to the Father is because we don't want to. We want to do our own petty projects, and that's not to say that the Father Be With You was not going to give truth. But any sort of work that we do, if we do it ourselves and don't have the anointing to give that message out, it's not going to be blessed, you see. The Father needs to give us the permission to, and maybe it's time to do something he wants us to do. The thing is, we need to repent of our ways and our wisdom. It's not about our wisdom, and you see that in Proverbs. It's not about wisdom that we give to ourselves and think that's going to get us where we need to go. It's going to lead us to a ditch. It's going to lead us to problems. We need to listen to the Father. How do we do that? By heeding his instructions. We hear him. When we really pay attention, we will hear him. It's not a complicated thing. We make it complicated. We don't want to hear it because it goes against the grains of society. And society is really against what the Father has to say at this time. That's why they don't recognize the Father. They say that the Father does not speak to people anymore. That's because they have stumbled and gone away from his truths. When we understand the laws of nature, you see, these are natural laws, my friends. You think in terms of man-made laws. But these are laws of virtue, codes of honor, of virtue, truth, justice, counsel, again, all these words that we see with the Jedi persona. That becomes perfectly clear, crystal clear, in this book of Proverbs. Before giving out the book of Proverbs, had given a message called the First Message of Yohanan, or First John, known to most people. And when giving that, started to see these messages are very easy to grasp in the overall picture of it. Sometimes we can focus so much into the minute little detail of something, trying to prick apart to destruct our instructions given to us by the Father, that we start to doubt if he's really speaking to us, that we start to doubt his word. There is something going on in the spiritual realm right now where his people are really being challenged to stand for principle. And that is mainly why this person believes he's giving this message out to you, and why he wants to speak to you at this time. It's because he wants to keep you strong. And might is an important light in the menorah. And it reflects the Holy Ruach. There's many aspects to this. And you'll see that throughout Scripture. That you can't just ignore one set of the Spirit and pretend it only exists here. You have to see it of what it is. And that's what the menorah shows us. When we see people who stand up for these virtues, counsel, might, knowledge, wisdom, right? The fear, awe, respect of the Father in heaven. What's going to happen? We're going to be blessed. Wisdom is definitely a part of that. And today, this person doesn't see a lot of wisdom out there. And why do you think that is? Because they're not focusing on doing the right thing. They're focusing on trying to get themselves out of the situation, unscathed. And because they choose the lesser of two evils, or the path of least resistance, which is what we're seeing today, the path of least resistance, we go again to the two women who have the child, and we try to say, okay, one woman gets a little bit, and the other woman gets the other. That we'll share, everyone's happy. That's how we think today, but is that justice? You see, that's not justice. And the Father wants us to stand for what's right. We need to listen to the Father in heaven. That's really the message here. And how do we hear him? How do we heed his words? By obeying. You see, he will speak to us further when we obey the simple things. When we heed the simple things, the instructions of simple guides. Instructions that we can do in our world right now, in our household right now. By obeying simple things. Obeying your parents. Taking care of your children. Maybe taking responsibility for things that you have slipped from. Being mindful, not being slothful. Setting priorities straight. Those kind of things. Now, most people may see it as, okay, I'll have this time where I can do a little pet project and look like I'm really helping my community, and I'll do some donations, and I'll do some work. Look, it says in the Scriptures, he's not looking for your sacrifice at this time. He's looking for obedience. He wants to see what you're going to do right now. You see, this is a critical moment in history. And we need to recognize that. This is what Jedihood is about. Trust and relationship. How can you have trust and relationship with the Father if you haven't heed his instructions? How can we listen if we do not heed? It's very simple. And we complicate it when we need to become like a child. And we need to stop playing with our own virtual reality of these wisdoms that we've inherited, put on the wisdom shelf, right? Let's clean up our dashboard and see the truth for what it is. He'll teach us if we sit down, listen, and pay attention, and actually do what he says. He'll speak to us. And you're seeing that through the Jedihood message. Because this is a message that is meant to redeem people, but it needs to be stern. You see, the children in the class, if they're goofing off, we can't learn anything in that kind of environment. The teacher needs to give stern instruction, okay, to give discipline. Once we have everyone listening, then we can actually learn some deeper truths here. We need to have an environment to learn. The problem is with people who say they counsel, they don't have a place of order, of counsel. And they don't realize that it takes people to heed the instruction, not just those who give it. This person is really being called to get back to the basics because we've gotten carried away with all this frivolous nonsense. This nonsense is going to get us further and further down in the ditch. It's leading to that deep pit. And this is a time where people need hope. They need to see the Father working in people. The Father will work in people when they listen. So when you listen to the Father goes forward. You see, but he needs a willing host. He needs you to do what you need to do. And that takes responsibility. It takes courage. It takes obedience. Right now, we're being sifted. And you can see that right now. Some of you can really pay attention to what's going on. People are really being challenged, and society is growing stronger and stronger. Their hunger cannot be quenched, as it says in the book of Proverbs. And they're after blood. They're after your blood. They're after your children. They're after your seed line, you see. They want to see, are the true ones going to stand? And they're trying to thwart that, yes. But they're curious. They want to see what's going to happen. The Father is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. We need to allow the Father to stand because this is not about a person that's going to save us. And that's what many of you don't understand. Is that you're expecting a person or a foreign spirit to help us out of this situation where we just want to be left alone. You see, the Father's going to keep prodding us until we get up and do what we have to do. That's the reality of the situation, and many of you are having a hard time realizing that. We're not talking about the people who don't get this. Those who are not going to listen to wisdom when they hear it. This person's speaking to those who know that this is true. But it's not just about believing that it's true. It's about doing what is true. Don't think about who's speaking this. Think about the validity of the words. You see, the Father is speaking to you. It's not a person anymore. It's the Father speaking to you to hold you accountable to what you can do right now. And you're looking at this big problem out there when the real root of the problem is in your family, in yourself. Clean that up. When you clean that up, and sometimes it takes a generation or two, yes, but it starts at home. It starts at home. Let's get that in our spirits. Let's get deeper into his truth. Let's listen to the Father. We need to listen to him. It's not a complicated message, my friends. Jedihood is very simple to those who need to hear something simple. But it goes into further truths. We need to get to the deep, deep, deep truth of this. The overall arching truth of all of this. Is that it's time for the Father to rise, but we need to allow the Father to work in us to do that. Now, he can do what he wants to do. That's his prerogative. But we have a responsibility. And we can't just point to him and say, get us out of this. Get us out of this because we caused the problem. Let the person who caused the problem solve the problem, okay? And look, this person sees Moshe in Scripture where he had 40 years, where he blew it. Do you think the Father just let that go? No, he says, I'm sending you, Moshe, to do it. You can represent me. You think that was easy? No. We're hearing that calling. At least this person is. Don't know about a lot of you, but it's hard to be stern, but you care for people. You see, that is love. True love casts the darkness from their friends and those they care about. Because if you're not shedding tears for people, and you're not sincerely praying for people to be saved, then you have a problem, okay? We need to see what we can do. And it starts at home. It starts with us. This person still has much to learn. But you see, it's not about me. It's about him. It's not about you. It's about him. Let's focus on the Father. You see, we need to listen. This is the time to heed his words and to get it inside us. And hopefully that will touch some of you today, especially those who have just joined Jedihood and have followed along. Really appreciate people following along, but let's be honest, this person would still be giving this message if there was only a few listening, even if there was one person listening. And the person that needs to be humble is this person speaking. Because how can the Father speak through a person if they're going to lift themselves up at this time? This is not a time for a person, my friends. This is a time for the Father to come into all of us and to tell us how to live. And you see, the reason why the Father is giving me this message right now to give to you is because he sees a person who's willing to let him speak for once. You see, this person is just going near the chalkboard and just writing down what he's saying, giving it out, being a filter, that's all. Okay, and I'm listening, and know that some of you are hearing this inside you. And you don't need me to give this out to you, but perhaps that is the case if you have been ignoring it for so long. Maybe he needs something a little bit more stronger. But we're in his class now. It's time for instruction. It's time to hear him. And really heed what he has to say, because you can see what's going on out there, and you know it's not right. It's beyond this political religious nonsense. Let's look at the truth and see what needs to happen. This person isn't worried about likes or views. This person is after doing the will of the Father. And that's what we need to look at right now, is what does he want us to do? Because I'm sure many of you want to do your own projects just like me. There's many things this person would like to do right now, but you realize this is not the time to do what we want. This is a time to really heed. Pay attention. Listen to the laws. He wants to save us. Don't you want to be saved? Maybe you don't. But he wants to save. But he can't save people if they're walking in this nonsense, blasphemous, dark reality that they created for themselves. He's not going to do that. And some of you are asking the Father to do certain things, but then you allow these evil people to keep doing what they're doing. And he's saying, just like he said in the book of Proverbs, how can I judge that person when you're doing what you're doing? Don't you realize by doing that, the Father is justifying your actions? No, let's get our act together, my friends. By getting our act together, he can then judge effectively. You see that? Throughout history, you think this is a new situation that's never happened before? This has happened many times in history, many times in our ancient past. This is not new. It's only in a greater situation, a greater conflict. But so will the next conflict, right? Until we get to the goal. So let's get to the goal. Life is fleeting. Let's heed the warning right now. And it's hard to speak like this. Would love to give soft, warming, touchy-feely words. And there is some spiritual, emotional ties to this, but we're not focused on that emotion. We're focused on survival here. And we need to know when our time is to do what we have to do. And some of you are behind in the class. It's time to start listening, because that's something we need to do. That's something that has to be taken hold of our spirits right now. We have to pay attention. We have to heed his class. Listen to him, heed his instructions, follow his words, and do it. Okay? Let's stop looking at the messenger and look at the message. What does the Father have to say to us? All right. Anyways, this is Jedisode. Jedisode is an audio series which looks at the Jedihood message, and this message is important today. It's simple, really simple. These messages are simple, right? Yes, they go into great detail, but it all summarizes into a simple thing. And that is, are we going to heed or are we going to ignore it? Are we going to follow our wisdom or are we going to heed his wisdom? Are we going to walk according to the ways of the world and get trapped into their traps? Or are we going to stop and start going back on the path of truth and start listening and doing, acting, performing? It's not just believing as far as like they're right and wrong and you're just sitting down there and not living it. Now, beliefs are important, but that is a first step. That's the first step. That's the first step, my friends. So let's go ahead and close this Jedisode out. Hopefully we'll go into more Jedisodes that are different. We'll see what happens, but this person is not going to play these petty games that people play. This stuff is getting out of hand, okay? We need real people. We don't need clones out there. We need real people. Are you a real person? Are you a real person that's not going to follow this mind game? Please, we've had enough of these mind tricks. Let's do what he has in store for us and get going. It's time to get going. Let's listen, okay? Let's listen, follow his instructions in the classroom, and get going, okay? We have to pass the class before we actually do the task. Let's pass the class. Anyways, Yehun Tan here. Glad you're listening. Let's get going. All right. You take care out there. Stay safe. The Father be with you.